With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich heritage of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. As we move past the celebrations of Christmas and Epiphany, the concept of light and darkness is evidenced by the gradually lengthening days around us. Today's edition of With Heart and Voice will focus on light in a spiritual sense, as evidenced in wonderful sacred choral and organ music by Parrott, Sowerby, Bird, Whitaker, and others. We'll begin with joyous music of Johann Sebastian Bach, his fugue in G major, BWV 578, often referred to as the Fugue à la Gigue. Jan Krabel plays the Quimby organ at Fourth Presbyterian Church in Chicago.
Thank you.
The Jig Fugue of J.S. Bach from a live performance recording by Jan Krabel on the organ of the Fourth Presbyterian Church of Chicago. One of the sunniest hymns celebrating a new day and new light is the great 19th century hymn When Morning Gilds the Skies. The text comes from a number of 19th century German sources translated by Edward Caswell. Sir Joseph Barnby composed the tune Laudes Domini for it, appearing in the first edition of Hymns Ancient and Modern in 1868. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral. When Morning Gilds the Skies was sung by the Wells Cathedral Choir, directed by Malcolm Archer. Rupert Goff played the organ. The Concordia University Chicago Capella sings next, in a short but arresting setting of Arise Shine by Kenneth Jennings. Charles P. Brown conducts. The cappella from the Concordia University Chicago sang Arise Shine by Kenneth Jennings. Charles P. Brown conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A wonderfully accessible and concise piece by Estonian composer Arvo Pärt is coming up. The text of Morning Star comes from a prayer engraved above the tomb of St. Bede in Durham Cathedral, and the piece was commissioned by the cathedral in 2007. Christ is the morning star who, when the night of this world is past, brings to his saints the promise of the light of life and opens everlasting day. Morning Star is sung here by the Houston Chamber Choir, led by Robert Simpson. Morning Star by Arvo Pärt was performed by the Houston Chamber Choir, directed by Robert Simpson. The rich chromatic harmonic palette of composer Leo Sowerby is wonderfully matched to the dramatic text of his anthem, Now There Lightens Upon Us a Holy Daybreak. The Choir of Washington National Cathedral is directed by Richard W. Dirksen, accompanied by Douglas Major.
Thank you.
Richard W. Dirksen led the choir of the Washington National Cathedral in Now There Lightens Upon Us by Leo Sowerby. Douglas Major played the organ. One of the fine hymns of the American church in the 20th century is by Texas church musician Kathleen Thomerson, who wrote both words and music for the hymn, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light. It's been characterized as both plaintive and triumphant at the same time. We'll hear the University of Texas Chamber Singers, led by James Morrow. Jerry Hancock plays the organ. I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, a hymn by Kathleen Thomerson, was sung by the University of Texas Chamber Singers under the direction of James Morrow. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Intended as a Compline hymn, O Christ Who Art the Light and Day by William Byrd is an extraordinary piece. It's based on the Gregorian hymn, which is presented unadorned at first. This lovely melody is embedded in the texture of each succeeding verse, working its way from the bottom voice to the top voice with each new verse. Quite subtle and exquisite. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers.
O Christ, who art
O Christ, Who Art Both Light and Day by William Byrd was performed by the Cambridge Singers. John Rutter conducted. Eric Whitaker chose an English text by Edward Esch and took the unusual step of having it translated into Latin for one of his signature works, Lux Aurumque, Celebrating the Birth of Christ. The English text is, "Light, warm, and heavy as pure gold, and the angels sing softly to the newborn baby." Dale Warland leads the Dale Warland Singers. Dale Warland led the ensemble that bears his name in Lux Aurumque by Eric Whitaker. The choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sings a lovely motet by Richard Prue next. Prayer of the Venerable Bede sets the same prayer we heard earlier in Arvo Pärt's composition, but this time in both Latin and English. Thomas Foster leads the choir with soprano soloist Betsy Cardos.
Christ is the morning star.
Prayer of the Venerable Bede by Richard Prue. The choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sang under the direction of Thomas Foster. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Ole Yalo reached back to his Norwegian roots as he composed Northern Lights, which he says is probably the most Norwegian of his pieces. It sets a Latin text from the Song of Songs and is musically inspired by what he describes as the terrible beauty of the Northern Lights. Charles Bruffy leads the Phoenix Chorale in this performance. Charles Bruffy led the Phoenix Chorale in performing Northern Lights by Ole Yalo. A text of David Warner is beautifully set in our next selection, O Light of Life by Mack Wilber. The composer and writer frequently have collaborated, and this text presents poetic descriptions of God's light and its influence in our lives. Craig Jessup leads the combined forces of the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square in O Light of Life by Mack Wilber. O Light of Life by Mack Wilberg was performed by the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square with conductor Craig Jessup. Organ music inspired by chant is next, as we hear Jean Alain's variations on Lucis Creator Optime, O Blessed Creator of the Light. In this performance, the variations are played in alternation with portions of the sung chant. Organist Mark Williams plays the bond organ of Holy Rosary Church in Portland, Oregon. He's joined by the men of Cantoris in Ecclesia, directed by Dean Applegate. Dean Applegate led the men of Cantoris in Ecclesia as they joined organist Mark Williams in a performance of Variations on Lucis Creator Optime by Jean Alain. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music exploring some of the spiritual aspects of light. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send an email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.